you know, a bird. It looked like a duck or something like that. I'd never seen that before until this water was down there.
Yeah. Okay, now, is a turtle stay in water?
Not all the time, they don't.
Okay, what about one? Do you have a different name for one that stays on land almost all the time? Hey!
But now I don't know the nature of its, you know, how it does all the time, as I stop to think right now. I've been away from so much of that stuff lately that I learned a lot of things when I go back down there.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that you might find in the stream. And it's got pinchers or claws like this, you know.
Uh-huh. And that's we'd fish with that. That's now what are those things that we'd bait the lines with when we go camping for crawfish.
Okay. And this is something that comes from the ocean. It's, you could buy it now, it's so expensive. You could buy it at a, you know, you could buy it at a grocery store. It'd be frozen and it's white and it's, shaped sort of like that. It has a shell on it. If you buy it fresh, it has a shell on it that you take off.
Well, now that's how we have those for dinners. It's not an oyster.
No, shrimp or shrimp.
Uh-huh, that belongs to the fish family, however. Mm-hmm. And you have oysters too and shrimp and all that.
If you wanted to get some of these, you might go and ask for a few pounds of what?
Not having bought much of that, my husband didn't like things like that. I really don't know that I...
Yeah, just you'd say, I think I'll buy a couple of pounds of...
oysters or shrimp now what's another that so many are especially fond of. But I cannot think right now.
Okay. This is an insect that might fly out of the light or try to fly into the light.
That's a miller.
Okay. And what might get in your wool clothes and...
moths.
Okay. And to take care of these, you'd set out...
When I have my house termite treated, and it takes care of all those things that are upstairs. I never have a moth every year. I have it treated. The termite people come there and treat the house every year.
Okay. This is something that flies around and has a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Okay. And this is an insect that you would find around damp places, like a lake.
Mosquitoes.
Okay, and this is something else that, supposedly it eats mosquitoes. But some people used to say that they were a sign that snakes were nearby. And it's got real shiny wings, and it's real delicate, you know. Long, thin body. Have you ever heard of the dragonfly or mosquito hawk or snake?
I know my snakes and things like that, but I'm not really familiar with.
Have you ever heard of a snake doctor or a snake feeder?
I haven't heard of that. They speak of the snake doctor, but really and truly that's something that flies around.
Okay, that's what I was thinking about. Okay, what kind of insects will sting you?